Sebuah rancangan yang ditujukan untuk menetapkan Inggris di dalam Uni Eropa akan dirapatkan oleh 28 anggota negara bagian di akhir bulan ini. Kesepakatan tersebut akan mengizinkan Inggris untuk mempertahankan mata uang dan membatasi manfaat migran. Berikut ini rangkuman tentang hal tersebut. Kesepakatan yang dikatakan Perdana Menteri David Cameron, sebuah kesepakatan yang patut diperjuangkan dan memenuhi semua tuntutannya.
Across all the areas, whether it is greater controls on welfare, no more something for nothing, whether it is hardwiring competitiveness into the EU, whether it is making sure the pound sterling is treated fairly inside the EU, all of those things have been addressed in a proper way in this document. And people said that wouldn't happen, and it has, and people will, I hope, after the February 18th, will be able to take into account not just that, but take into account all of the arguments about Britain's future, whether we're better off in a reformed European Union or outside it.
Inggris memegang referendum yang menyatakan Inggris akan bertahan di dalam Uni Eropa antara sekarang dan akhir tahun depan. Salah satu alasan dari referendum tersebut adalah karena tekanan internal dari dalam Partai Cameron sendiri. Ketegangan tersebut juga dikarenakan ideal Euroskepticism. Conservative MP Liam Fox menggugah rancangan tersebut dengan mengatakan bahwa kesepakatan hanya bertujuan untuk memperkuat argumen Inggris meninggalkan Uni Eropa.
The demands from the government were very limited to begin with, and now they've been watered down by the EU on almost every front. We've spent months and months now with the Prime Minister going around Europe asking other European leaders if we in Britain can change our own benefit laws. And I think it's clear now that the British public need to have control of their own laws, control of their own economy, control of their own borders. And following this renegotiation, it's now clear the only way to do that is to leave the EU.
Skeptis lain, MP Baker menggugah rincian kesepakatan tersebut.
This in-at-all-costs deal looks funny, it smells funny, it might be superficially shiny on the outside, but poke it and it's soft in the middle. Will my right honourable friend admit to the House that he has been reduced to polishing poo?
Pemimpin Partai Kemerdekaan, Nigel Farage, juga menentang ide Inggris untuk tinggal di dalam Uni Eropa. Mr. Farage mengatakan bahwa rancangan kesepakatan tersebut tidak memiliki arti sama sekali.
Pathetic, really. Quite amused to hear Mr. Cameron saying that he would now vote to join the European Union on the basis of this document. Well, I tell you what, if the referendum was do we join an organisation that leaves our parliament no longer supreme, I'm pretty certain I know which way the British public would vote.
David Cameron akan mengunjungi Polandia dan Denmark di hari Jumat mendatang untuk membujuk 27 pemimpin negara Uni Eropa lainnya. Presiden Dewan Eropa, Donald Tusk, mengatakan terlalu cepat untuk menyatakan bagaimana mereka akan merespon.
As you know, it's still a lot of work ahead of us and the stakes are already high. But we have to work. It's too early to say what will be the assessment of the rest of the members.